Hey guys, it's Michelle Collins. Welcome to the Michelle Collins Show. It's my show, and I'm thrilled you're here. We're going to be bringing you episodes every single week with different co-hosts, the same usual nonsense, off-the-cuff humor, news, advice, pop culture. I know it's a novel concept for a podcast, but what can I say? I'm an innovator. That's what I do. You'll be getting episodes every week, but if you want to hear daily episodes, you can head over to my Patreon. That's www.patreon.com/MishCall, MichColl. I have co-hosts every single day. It's funny. It's loose. It's authentic. I do weekly episodes with my mother. If you're curious as to how someone is made this way, I highly recommend tuning into those and some video content as well, which is exciting. I'm off to contour, but I want you to enjoy this episode. It's fabulous. We adore you and we look forward to seeing you over on the Patreon. I can't even believe we got this guest. This is for me, I'm trying to think of who, like Helen Mirren or perhaps Dame Judi Dench doing her sonnets on Graham Norton. This is akin, you saw that, I'm sure, akin for me having her here. I love her. I think she's one of the funniest people living on the planet. She always makes me laugh. The fastest mind, sweet also as sugar, the best cook, makes the best drinks. I love her boyfriend. I love her life. I want her life. She has a podcast called This Might Get Weird, which you probably all already listened to. And it's just the absolute funniest. And she's the funniest. And her name is Mamrie Hart. And it's our Halloween special with Mamrie. Hi, Mamesy.
I need to start every Monday with this, with just you introing me for the week.
Or Tuesday, because this is the day that we're recording on.
Okay.
God, now I have to go on iMovie and edit that out. I'm leaving it in. You know what? I'm leaving it in. Fuck it. Let people know. Mm-hmm. Listen, Mames, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. You're in Milan.
I know.
And I'm in East LA. So I'm doing great, but comparatively, I could be doing better.
You say that, but it's pouring rain here. Pouring. Oh. And also, look at this, the hair. I went out to get some pizza, which, by the way, as I was setting up this last minute Zoom situation, fell cheese down on the ground and is now in the garbage. And it's fine. It's fine. I got flustered. It fell cheese face down. It's okay.
I've eaten lasagna off a hotel floor in Scotland before. Okay. I don't think pizza is that. You could have gotten the crust, left the cheese. It could have become a flatbread situation.
You know, you're not wrong. I already tossed it, but I guess my question is, how did you find lasagna in Scotland? Of all the things to be eating off the floor, why is that? I'm like, it's like Mad Libs food out of bag. What happened? Where were you?
Because I'm vegetarian. And so when I'm in the Scotland, Ireland, England trifecta, I just eat grilled cheeses and French fries. And, you know, sometimes it's got to give.
I'm going to ask you a real question about that because vegetarians known to be healthy. I don't mean to comment on your body because it's A, would be fucking creepy, and B, but you're very slim. How are you? No, you're skinny.
You haven't seen me in real life in years, Michelle. We have just been long distance lovers.
True, but also I have seen your pictures and I know that this bitch, and actually what I think is because I know you also love a drink, which it's evening by me, so I'm having a wine. I'm like, how does she do it between what's in that mug right now that you're sipping from? What are you having?
Honestly, it's coffee. It's a vanilla coffee with a splash of unsweetened oat milk.
Oh, it's very healthy. Oh, because you don't do the milk.
But then in my other Yeti, I've become one of those big water girls. I'm so basic. This is, mind you, you'll appreciate this, Crystal Light.
Oh, hold on a minute. I didn't even know it was still legal. They still make Crystal Light?
Crystal Light is not bad for you. There's no sugar.
Girl.
I get the Indivigi packets. Take it on the go. No longer are you, have to have those big old cups and make a pitcher.
The cups. When I used to peel the, listen, our listeners know, and rub it on my gums.
You do a little you do a little bump on the pink lemonade.
I went full River Phoenix with those Crystal Light pods. I'm telling you, I was outside of the Viper room with just handfuls of pink lemonade powder in baggies going, I'm sorry, I love it. Crystal, you would open that lid and you would get the puff. There is no way that it's not carcinogenic. That is cancer causing.
Listen, first of all, it's no longer, it's 30 years since you used to tweak out on the Crystal Light. I'm sure there have been some improvements. Also, I'm not saying this is like water with lemon, okay? I'm just saying it's not Pepsi. It's calorie free. And you know what? I'm living. I love it. I'm loyal and I'm unsponsored.
What's your flavor?
You know what? Right now I'm doing like a cherry pomegranate.
Really interesting. Pomegranate. God, the times have changed. They didn't have that. Oh my God.
No, like, we used to be like,
What?
It was like Capri cigarette flavored back then. Yeah. Get with it. Uh-huh. So I'm doing a water and a coffee. What kind of wine are you sipping on? That's more important.
Can I be honest? And it is evening time here. And this is my plan tonight. This is my dinner plan, is doing the show with you. I got it from the supermarket. I just grabbed it and it's not good. And I probably am not going to have any more of it. Yeah. It's very acidic. I like wine, red wine, to be jammy. I'm like a mom wine. I like a Merlot. I like a Montepulciano. I like something that's kind of thick. And this is very acidic for me. So this is not going to work.
Okay. You know, I'm like almost a full sommelier, right?
I know. Why do people make fun of people who like Merlot? Why is that bad?
I'll tell you. It's the film Sideways. Paul Giamatti ruined it for everyone. I had never even thought that it was a thing that people, I mean, Merlot, it's a go-to. It's a classic. It's, you know, it's a massive wine for a reason.
Yeah.
And then that movie came out and they just shit all over Merlot and it got in our brains.
I fucking hate that. That movie was that, fuck that movie and fuck Paul Giamatti. Let me tell you. Yeah, may I be so lucky, they called the complaint from the hotel. Sir, there's a woman screaming out fucking Paul Giamatti in room 610. They're like, madame, he's Giamatti a national treasure. Please.
He is our body.
He's a Paul. He's our hideous bald king. You cannot go around saying this about him.
Not about Giamatti.
Anything but that.
That's my Italian, I guess.
Turning into a Hanna-Barbera cartoon, slowly and surely. We're talking about carcinogens, and I'll just add that I live in a very health conscious country, although we were speaking of being vegetarian. And my point is that if I went vegetarian, would also only eat cheese and bread all day. And I would definitely gain weight. I mean, it's happening as we speak and I'm eating meat also, but whatever. They smoke so much here. And I'm not talking just young people smoking. I am seeing people who remember the liberation of the camps lighting up.
Whoa. And like cigarettes, not just weed.
Oh, no, not weed at all. Only cigarettes. But old people, and they're loving ciggies. And I was wondering, because you don't see that anymore. You assume that they're just like no longer with us, but maybe the Italian, no, I'm being serious. I can't remember the last time in the United States I saw an elderly person smoking. I really mean that. And here I see like 10 a day.
See, I'm from the South. Mm. So I don't know if you really realize the extent of cigarette culture in my upbringing, because I grew up near Winston-Salem.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's two cigarette brands with a hyphen in between them.
Please.
And my fifth grade field trip was to RJ Reynolds to see how cigarettes were made.
Stop.
Yep.
Did they give you some at the end?
No, I tried to get, they had like a basket where like it fucks up and I saw a cigarette this big and I was like,
size queen. Yeah.
I was like, oh, I know my sister's Christmas gift. She was like an eighth grader already smoking. But but I go home and it's still like, you can't believe Meemaw is still lighting up.
It's
and
funny.
Like all day long. And meanwhile, I'm like, but she's still on the move. She's doing it. She looks great. That appetite suppressant is a real thing.
They look good and they're shitting. I'm sure they're shitting more than me. I can guarantee that.
Well, I mean, you got all that good cheese there, girl. When I go to Europe, I always say my butthole doesn't have a passport.
Can I just say something? I know that we just met. Can you imagine? No, I know we just met about 20 minutes ago, but I have been dealing with some very major bowel consequences since but I live in Europe technically, but I think just coming to Italy and the amount of carbs I'm consuming, and then also the addition of traveling, which tends to shut me down a little bit too.
Same.
I went to the outlet mall knowing that I was playing with God. Knowing
outlet mall in Italy?
Yeah.
Wow. You are on a whole nother Italy
level. Hold on
level,
a minute, Mamrie. Wait a second. That question that you just asked, I feel like you just, like, you're on OJ juror level of not knowing that Italy is full of designer outlet malls.
No, here's the difference, Michelle. And I think we work because of our differences.
That's beautiful.
Because the thing is, I'm wearing an Urban Outfitter sweater from 6 years ago right now. You know, like, I'm getting my newly rental dropped off today.
What is that?
I rent clothes, bitch.
Oh, you rent clothes. Are they washed in between? I don't know why I'm asking. Yes, they're washed.
They're sent to the cleaners. It's actually very good for the environment, if I will say so myself.
But, that's very nice.
But you are, to me, look at you. You've got your little bob going on. You've got a tasteful black turtleneck. You think you're like squalling in Milan. First of all, I couldn't even get that sentence out.
Squalling in Milan, my upcoming book, and I hope everyone just runs out and grabs Crystal Light for everyone. What are we giving away? Long ciggies, Crystal Light. Everyone's going to be so skinny by the time they leave my party. They're like, I feel insane. They buy like 10 books. Ugh. No,
but
there is outlet malls.
A level of like Italy to where like you'd even know about that. I wouldn't know about that.
I've had cars broken into at the Italian outlet mall, literally. And then I had to call the fake Italian police, which are called the Carabinieri.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to know what I did? This is how psychotic I am. I'm scratching my nose because I'm laughing about. So this weekend, I was abandoned by every single friend of mine in Italy. And that's when I start to wonder, is it me? I think I'm fun to be around. But technically two friends. One left town for good. One left town for good. No, one left town with her husband, last minute trip, fine. And then another one, I think, forgot we had plans and then was like, oh, I'm so sorry, I have to work tonight. Can we do it tomorrow? And I was like, okay, because, you know, beggars can't be choosers. And then the next day I was like, oh, I just woke up from a nap. I'm so sorry. And I'm like, okay, I don't know him that well. So it's like, fine. This is not pity party moment, even though I'm making it out to be that. I don't even know what the hell I was going to tell you. Oh, so I went on Saturday. Walking around, and there's a very expensive restaurant here. They have it also in New York called San Ambrose. Super overpriced, delicious.
You love it.
You know what's funny? Yeah, I do, because I listen, in LA, if you want to get a fancy meal, you have 100 options. In Amsterdam, there's like two. They don't have fancy places. So every now and again, yes, I want a nice martini. I want old Italian men to leer at me. And I always want that. I'm lying. I want that every day.
Same.
I sat there, and then there was, all of a sudden, I see, this is so funny. There is a couple who comes in. I'm sitting outside. I'm watching all the passerby. I got, by the way, I got a slice of cake and a martini. So, fine.
Goals.
Come on.
Girl. Goal. Well, that's another thing I love about us, is we both love martinis.
It's all I ever want, Mames.
Look, it's a dividing line between me and how close a friendship is going to be.
Oh.
If they're like, I just drink white wine, I'm like, there is an end to how close we will get.
Without a question, because also it means that you just are going to feel like shit the next day. I can have two martinis, feel great, not be too drunk or whatever, just feeling good, feel the buzz, wake up in the morning and do my taxes. You know what I mean? Then, which, you know, obviously I'm not doing that, but like doing something fun and normal. Anyway, I'm sitting there and this couple comes over and I see these two cops. Now, you know, Italians are very short. So when I walk around here, it's full Lord of the Rings. You know, there's two Italians on my shoulder. I'm leading them to the freaking mountain. Like, everyone's little.
You're that refugee puppet that tours.
She said, refugee puppet that tours. May I be so lucky. Does that puppet have an agent? Because I'll fucking snap. I will snap. Is that puppet in SAG-AFTRA? I'm going to kill her. That puppet is so funny, by the way.
I know.
Like, it's great.
It's great. But like, let's get some different looks.
Also, have they not thought about my feelings when it comes to like parading this refugee puppet all over the place?
She's like bending down to like talk to everyone. And then she just stands straight up and shakes your hand.
Oh my God. I also love Googling tallest man, shortest woman pictures. You know, there's like that little woman in India that she's like 2 feet tall. She's so fucking cute.
cute.
And then this guy who looks like Abe Lincoln's ghost, like he's huge and Marfan syndrome, he's a monster. I love it. Anyway, these two cops come over and they're hot and tall. And I'm looking and I say, so, you know, I'm always in everyone's business. You know, that's my thing too. I was by myself. So the waiter or the manager and I go, excuse me, you know, what happened? Because why were there cops? Also, it's like a fancy restaurant. Yeah. I go, what happened here? And I see the woman, I'm watching it. And these cops, they were hot. I'll send you a picture. Very tall in their gorgeous uniforms, you know, and she has an ice pack on her knee. And the manager goes, I don't know. Is she fell in a hole outside? And now she come here with her husband and they make an attention. They bring the cops. But you know, and he was so pissed because it really was very attention-y. Yeah. Like these two tall cops there and she's with an ice pack and it's a whole scene. And the funniest part about it was that I'm watching, of course, loving every second of this because I love a bit of entertainment. Mm-hmm. She's on her phone. So she's on her phone. I'm holding for those. It's a radio show. Kids holding the phone into my ear. But we have the cameras on. Yeah. And the cops are like, excuse me, senora, you know, quasca cuenco, okay, whatever, asking her stuff. And she's going like this to the cop. She's going, 1 second. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. And she's like, hold on, please, to the cop. She's going, wait. I see. I know. I know. And having a full conversation on the phone that did not seem urgent, mind you. It didn't seem like she was talking to her doctor or a medical professional.
Health insurance.
Yes. She was just like, I'll be with you boys in a second, and was on her phone. And I thought, what a freaking queen. We love that. We love her.
We love
confidence.
Her.
And they stood there. But then, Mamrie, I noticed that they had these bags slung across their heaving chests.
White them strap, slung and hung.
And then now that's two martini talk if I've ever heard it. You said slung and hung. If we were two martinis in, you would be getting every story of mine. Like, did you say slung and hung? I know I'm talking a lot. Anyway,
no,
the end of the story
I'm
is
this.
I'm seeing these bags. I'm going, those beautiful bags. The fuck are these bags? They look like Gucci bags. They had these big like gold eagle emblems on them. Ooh. And they were leather. They were stunning. So I go home, I Google Carabinieri bags, and comes up one website, an Italian police website, where you can order them. They only have three in stock, by the way, for about 100 euro plus delivery. I'm like, okay. That seems cheap for what it is. I mean, it's not cheap, but it's not whatever.
Not Milan outlet cheap, but.
You have a point. No, the Milan, I bought nothing. By the way, they're so expensive. I didn't buy anything. I put an order in, I click order. And you don't put your payment information in yet. They like email you to pay, which already it seems sketchy. I get an email being like, hey, we got your order. Just so you know, if you're not a cop and you order this, you could be in really big trouble.
Oh my God.
It was like, you need to show credentials because otherwise I could be impersonating a freaking carabinieri as someone's yelling at me about their knee that they fell in a hole. By the way, I saw the hole. It was a real hole. It was a hazardous hole.
Oh, my nickname.
My other nickname. You know, I'm going to have you killed. I'm going to have you killed. Someone's going to come up behind you on this very Zoom and kill you. I cannot. Oh, Mamrie. Anyway, girl, what about you? How have you been?
Hold on.
What?
So did you cancel the order? Or are you under investigation and this is where you're hiding out?
I'm under investigation. No, I didn't. And now I'm under investigation. I didn't cancel the order, but I didn't pay for it. And I'm just not saying anything. Okay. So we'll see.
Oh my God.
I know, it's exciting.
I'm scared.
No, it's going to be great. Listen, they love me. When they broke into a car of mine in Florence, and then they looked me up on Instagram and they saw that I like was verified, which who gives a shit? They rolled the red carpet out for me. Like I met, and I didn't tell them. They looked me up on their own. I met the police chief. Girl, if they would
Hold
love
on.
You here.
But hold on. You're like, I didn't even tell them. So the cops is like, yes, can we get your name and your Instagram handle? Michelle, this doesn't add up.
Let me tell you what happened. I didn't even give them my Instagram handle because my bag was stolen from a car. I gave them my name. Do you know how they told me they found the bag? They DM'd me on Instagram.
Stop it.
That is how they told me. And I never gave them my Instagram. Factual info. Please come into the thing. Yep. That's Italy, though. There are no rules in this country. This is
there
a ruleless.
There really aren't.
Stores close at noon. They open up at 4:00. I went to go to a store today. I'm like, a 4-hour break. That's why everyone lives at home till they're 100 years old. They can't afford rent. Like, this is what we're talking about. Anyway. All right. How are you? Tell me everything. How is life? Where are you traveling? How's fall?
Fall has been, I mean, today was the first day it kind of felt like fall. You know what I mean? For like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
In LA. And I loved it. I was like huffing it like it was Crystal Light. I was into it. I'm like, I normally go to North Carolina for fall. I have the last couple of years. And so I'm like, this sucks. So anyway,
oh, no.
Sorry, depressing note. But it's Halloween. I got a 12-foot skeleton.
Oh my God. And you're going to say that I live in an upper echelon and you can afford a $300 decorative skeleton?
Just so you know, it was a birthday gift from my boo.
That's nice.
Yeah. It was a very good, I wanted one. You know what I mean? Like this wasn't an impulse purchase at the depot. This was a sought after, you know, put it out into the universe until finally he caves and buys me one. But I've got the 12-foot. Yeah.
I have questions about the 12-foot skeleton. You're the first person I've met who has one, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I thought they were already like passe, so I feel good.
Not to me. To me, they're cutting edge. So I'd like to know some things about them. I assume they sell out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're lucky that you got it.
Yeah. I'm blessed. I'm a blessed woman.
That is for sure. Knock on wood. Point, point, point. Now wait. How big is the box that shows up? Does it show up individual bones and then you have to assemble it? Or is it like torso, head, legs, and then you put that part?
So it is just a massive friggin' box. Like I'm talking a smart car. And it is taken apart. So you have to put this bad boy together bone by bone.
Bone by bone?
Bone. I mean, they don't do like individual foot bones. There's like 300 bones in the foot.
Not an idiot, Mamrie. I'm just, hey, Mamrie, I'm not a fucking idiot, okay?
Every bone.
Go on. No, is the foot assembled? It's just like one piece.
The foot's assembled, and then it goes like, you know, what is that one? The femur? And the, you know, and then the thigh, and then the hips. But I did, recommend having two people. And I did it by myself. And Michelle, when I tell you, I was laid out in bed for 2 days. My back was so sore.
No, stop it.
I did it. I'm an idiot. But you know what? I'm an achiever. It was Virgo season. And I went for it. And so I've got my 12-foot skeleton. A lot of people are dressing them up. But I'm just going classic.
Tell you something. Karl Lagerfeld never dressed his up. Nor should you. Because class stays class. Okay. You see what I mean?
You
don't
so
want to
much.
Go, people dressing it up. And by the way, anyone who has dressed theirs up, please send those outfits to me after because I would absolutely love.
Because she's got a weekend planned with the refugee puppet and they need some looks.
That refugee, every time you say it, I lose a year of my life just for what it's worth. The fucking refugee puppet. Oh, where's your mind? But also my question, did you stake it into the dirt? Because I would also be paranoid that someone would come steal it.
I am paranoid. I have it behind my fence. So like you're bold if you know, I have it looming over my fence. No, you stake it to the ground. You know, you can't, and it's heavy as fuck. You're not going to like a hooligan couldn't walk by and be like, oh, I'm going to grab that and like ride off on my 10 speed. You know, like it's too heavy. It's real.
I just want to see the refugee puppet and the Home Depot skeleton slow dance
all
together.
Yes. God. So he's up there. I'm putting up some other decorations today because I know you're not a Halloween girly, but
okay.
I have the most popular house in the neighborhood because I get a frozen margarita machine and I hand out frozen margaritas to parents.
Stop it.
Yep. It's my fourth year doing it. And people come up and they go, the margarita house. Yep.
You know, that is just such a reflection of your heart that you would even, I really mean that you would even have the idea, not just to be generous and also help these parents out, but also to meet the neighbors. That's so fun.
That's great. Every year they come, they're like, I live three doors down. I'm like, that's amazing. Blah, blah. We never speak again until the next
ideal.
Time. I said, you've got children. We're not getting close. You know, the whole reason why you're here. But so I'm popular because of that. But what I do is I go to the Spirit Halloweens, et cetera, the day before they're closing, and I get those clearance decorations. And I slowly cycle out my arsenal of decorations. Yeah. I need them up for weeks and weeks.
Wait a second. More questions coming. you go to the Spirit Halloween, let's say today you're going, or you went at the end of last year and hold them for a year?
No, I get them like on Halloween because they're like fire sale. You know what I mean? Like they're paying you to take it.
God, you really are you're living a suburban dream life in the perfect way because you don't have kids. To me, that's like the way to do it.
Yeah.
And then giving margaritas out. Oh my gosh, you better clean that machine though, because I smell lawsuit if you make any one of those parents sick. I once had an idea for individual frozen yogurt machines in refrigerators. I was like 11. And I thought, have like the soft serve in a freezer next to the ice dispenser. Ooh. And I was going to like go to Shark Tank, though it didn't exist then. And then someone's like, yeah, you know what? You can literally kill people with bacteria doing that. And it stayed in my mind forever.
I mean, I don't think there's as much bacteria in a margarita machine, but I get it delivered. Like it'll be rolled in by a man today. I put it together tomorrow, freeze it up, and talk about chemicals. That shit is glows in the dark. And then they literally pick it up the day after Halloween. I don't even have to clean it. Shout out to the margaritaman.com.
Your heart is made of damn gold. You have a heart of gold. What are you dressing? So it's so fun. Now, you know what's funny? You make me now wish that I was in, because I'm doing nothing for Halloween at all. I don't have a costume, anything. When I lived in New York, I would. My issue with it is I would put effort. I don't like costumes because I'm not good at thinking up clever costumes, but I pride myself on being clever. So it's a very tough pill for me to swallow.
No,
knowing that I'm basic, you know?
I get it, because people would be like, oh, she's so funny. She's going to come. She's going to bring it. And then it's just so much pressure. I totally get it. I totally get it. This year, I've already done a costume and I'm doing a different one tomorrow. So Friday, my friend Kiwi had a party and I saw someone do this on TikTok and I was like, well, I'm stealing that. So a couple days before, I Amazoned, I got an off-the-shoulder red dress. Go to my Instagram if you haven't seen it. And then I got these cat toys that look like realistic shrimp.
And yes, I saw it.
And I was shrimp cocktail. What I didn't know when ordering them is that the toys were filled with catnip.
No.
So I was at a party filled with celebrities, just reeking of catnip. Everyone loved it.
What does catnip smell like?
I mean, it smells a little bit just like stale weed, which is fine because people, you know, there was weed everywhere. But my main concern was that she's in the hills of Los Feliz. And I said, well, thank God that mountain lion died. PS 145 or whatever, because I could have gotten pounced.
Can you even imagine? By the way, what a way to go.
What
that, for me,
go?
You may have just trumped my actual number one way to die, which is chimp. Like, you know, that's always loose chimp. I thought, funniest way to go. That is, nothing would beat that except for being killed by PS-145, the loose Los Feliz mountain lion. I was wondering where you got those scrimps, because they looked real and they looked delicious.
I know. Everyone was like, this is weirding me out, because now I had like two people text me next day and be like, I just got shrimp cocktail at lunch because I've been salivating since I looked at your chest. You know,
they look, wow, that I've heard that before. They look scrumptious. The word I'm looking
fantastic.
At a picture of them now. Oh my God. You're so clever. That's such a good idea. Shrimp cocktail. God, what was your best costume when you were little?
Oh, you know what? I got robbed. I was Chiquita Banana.
Oh.
Some might say Carmen Miranda, but I was sticking with it's Chiquita, you know? And I went to a costume contest at the local fire department. And in my age group, they had you like, you know, you'd walk in a circle. What is your age group? They pick the winner. I had a whole dance. I had a cowboy hat with all this plastic fake fruit glued atop. I was wearing a genie costume from like a previous dance recital. And I was Mambo. I mean, I was fully Mambo-ing.
Wow.
I mean, I was serving. I was like in the bag. They gave it to some little bitch dressed as a cat.
Bitch.
A cat.
Why? Was her father the mayor?
Thank you.
That's what I want to know. What the fuck?
I didn't do an in-depth, you know, investigation, but
something was up. I often think that when you're a little girl who shines, the world is out to put you down. You know, when they see a true little star, which I can tell you, knowing you now, Mamrie Hart, you were a little MFing star.
Thank you.
Were you a little performer?
Oh my
okay,
God.
She's mad at me. Our first fight. Sorry. Obviously, you were. Well, we're the same person. So, like, I should know that already, but it's,
yeah.
Yes, of course you are.
Oh, I was performing. I remember I got in trouble one time because I learned to play like the first 4 seconds of Fur Elise and like Twinkle Twinkle on the piano. And I went to neighbors with programs I'd made and charged them $1 to come hear me. And my mom came into our living room and was like, why are all our neighbors here? And I was like, I'm sorry, that shows we're 5 out. The concert lasted 30 seconds. But, you know, I made like $6.
The way, I'm sure they spoke about it forever. It was funnier doing that than actually playing Fur Elise. They would have walked out. That was, you gave them a gift. You think they want to hear a kid play fucking Beethoven? They're like, 30 seconds, the best child performance you would have won in America's Got Talent based on the shortness alone.
Well, now I'm thinking about these stories. I'm like, was I a performer or just really an entrepreneur? Because I had my neighbor call my mom and say, your daughter just sold me a plum. I just took the fruit from the house and went door to door and sold it.
I'm joking. You had to be the littlest scamp that I just, you were scamp vibes from the get.
Wait, I have the best one. Okay. So when I was growing up, my dad was on a cop show called In the Heat of the Night with Carol O'Connor. And so we would spend our summers in Georgia, like while they were shooting. And me and my sister and another girl, we on a camcorder filmed a horror movie. It's like, you know, 13 minutes long, no edits. I was the killer with a Atlanta Braves tomahawk magnet. I can send you this film. It's incredible.
Please,
it's
called, I'm begging you to.
It's called Night Fright. At one point we have like a drunk girl in it who gets killed. And in my voice, I go like, drinking is a no-no. It's crazy. So,
wow. Who wrote this? You did?
It was half improv, half real.
Yeah. Okay. Larry David directed. Yeah.
So they have the wrap party with like all the actors, everyone at one of the actors' house. We once again print programs. I charged Carol O'Connor to watch this film.
Stop.
Charge people to watch it. In the program, it says all proceeds go to DARE. People are giving us a little extra on the side. Honey, we went to Six Flags.
I'm choking to death. You're like, dare to keep this money out of my pocket because I am 100% going to spend the fucking shit out of this. Goodbye. Sorry, Carol O'Connor. That's so cool that you knew him. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
That's amazing. She's crying. I can't.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to just give you the scams from 7 years old to 11-year-old.
But that's what I mean. Scams are so fun when you're little.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, look, I've spoken on the show that we all have scammed as kids. I had a shoplifting phase. My parents are aware of it. I think, you know, big time. Every kid does. It's like, that is the threat. It's either that or drugs. And I didn't get into drugs. So I'm grateful that, you know, sorry to Spencer's Gifts and Sanrio, wherever the fuck I stole from. But, but I'll say that, like, yeah, no, kids are little schemers.
That's why
I would be a horrible mother, because you telling me these stories, I'm on the floor dying laughing. Actually, that's not true. If I had a kid who sold a plum to a neighbor, I would be like, you're the love of my life. Like, I love you so much. It is so funny.
My mom was just like, so I just buy the groceries. And I was like, and I sell them.
Listen, you were always thinking, and you still are. I feel like you're not scamming necessarily.
Okay,
I'm trying to think if I've had a scam, if I've had like a good scam. I don't think I've had like a scam outside of like a return, you know, something like a retail scam, which I haven't done in 100. I used to have a great scam cooking at J.Crew, which I've talked about when I worked there. But no, I haven't really. Oh, it was a great scam.
Yeah, but if you look, when you were working there, all bets are off.
That's how I feel, too.
I'm going to jail.
Oh, it was actually after I worked there where I had basically, I would buy stuff. I figured out that they don't do this anymore. You could buy stuff for like $2 and then return it for $45. So I had like thousands of dollars in J.Crew credit. Yeah. When
That's
I was in college,
incredible.
It was really good.
Mm-hmm. Oh my
God. Never went to jail.
No.
Yeah.
I just bought a lamp just for like one shot in my cookbook for a photo shoot. And it was like, yeah, just buy it. We'll take one photo and return it. That was this morning. And I'm still like, looking over my shoulder. I think I scammed so hard and shoplifted so hard when I was a teenager that now I'm really like, I'm living pretty guilt-free. I got away with so much. Like, I had friends who got caught shoplifting. I had a friend who got shoplifting at Sports Authority and for like a baseball glove or like a batting glove. And then they were like, do you have anything else? He pulled a bat out of his pants.
I'm going to choke. No, you know, Gary Shandling has a very famous joke where he go, you know, what's the only thing that a man can ever steal is a kielbasa. Because you're not going to walk out of a supermarket and have someone go, sorry, sir, is that a kielbasa? It's such a bad joke. Is that a kielbasa in your pants? So stupid. But that is so brave to put a bat down your pants. But they found it.
No, but so I would have been like, that's my bad leg, you asshole. You know, just walk.
Or it's your very good leg, depending on, that's my very good leg. Excuse me, sir.
But I feel like I should have gotten caught. So now I'm like, oh, I can't, I'd never risk a scam.
I get pissed when, because, you know, I'm like you in the sense where I'm very grateful for what I have. And for example, people will take advantage of return policies. Like Costco, which has a crazy return policy. You can return anything at Costco, used, new, anything, open, doesn't matter.
Okay.
Her eyes just lit up. For those who can't see her at home, she has a... I'm just going to put it out there, a wild look in her eyes as I'm saying this. But I've been in line at the Costco return thing because, you know, like I'll buy salad there sometimes. That's a lie. I'll buy salad there all the time. I don't even live near Costco, by the way, but you know, all my shit that's bad. And I'm like, well, I'm just going to throw it out. I'm not going to go wait in a 9-hour long line to return plums or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But I have seen people staying there with used, broken vacuum cleaners, car batteries covered in oil that clearly have been used.
Oh my God.
And turning them. And you know, it's this kind of thing where, yes, they're huge corporations. Mm-hmm. Take advantage, you know, if you want to, I guess, but there is also like a bit of a thing, like a car battery that you've used, like you use that fucking thing, don't return it. You know, there's little, I have a limit is my point. I'm not an animal, I guess is what I'm saying.
Exactly. Like you might bring back something with a tiny bit of foundation on the collar, but not like burnt.
There is one thing that I one time returned that I did wear. I'll give you another great example. Stylists, when you're standing behind a woman holding a hefty bag at Zara, and then she's dumping out Kate Bosworth's, you know, Tuesday collection. And I'm thinking, that's Kate Bosworth. I always am screaming that at Zara, by the way. It doesn't matter what day of the week.
Excuse I'm going to tell you, the two drops of Kate Bosworth you just did, most I've heard her name in 10 years.
You know, she's a dear friend.
No, I'm sure she's lovely.
She's a dear friend.
I'm sure she's lovely. I just happened. Oh, God. Edit it out.
No, you know what?
iMovie, edit it out.
iMovie can't hear you. It's just us. Fuck. Wait, by the way, she's married to Justin Long, who is one of the all-time greats.
Really cute. They're really
I love
cute
them together.
You know what? It was a lie. I have seen them together, and they look like a playful, fun couple.
No, I like her. The point is that I know that bitch is returning some shit at Zara, but I one time bought a dress, and I have festive to this before, so I don't feel so bad anymore. It was for an event. And I'll tell you something that I love a gown. I love a fancy dress. It was expensive, but it was also bought on sale for what it's worth. It was not full price. But anyway, I bought it with the intention to wear it and keep it. And then I wore it and it was a gold dress. And I saw the pictures afterwards.
Mm.
And I was like, I'm trying to think of a pun with C-3PO, but because it was like a C... Fupa, oh, it was like, I don't know, what would it be? Help me. Like, I looked
huge. C-3PO, no.
C-3PO-UNDS. 300 pounds. I looked C-300-PO-UNDS. Please edit that out. iMovie, edit that out.
You really got to pay attention to that one. I said, I was over here. Really,
the show got cut off 15 minutes ago in the middle of it. But I just looked huge. I looked humongous and I did, and I felt bad, but I did. It was so much money to me and I had no money at the time. And I was like, I can't have, I saw the pictures and I was offended that they sold it to me. I thought this is on them. And
what
I did return
you wear it to.
I don't want to announce where I wore it or to what. I was doing some probably like internet red carpet bullshit. Like, I don't think there's a, you know, you can't find it. So good luck. But I really looked bad. And it was like a cap sleeve that just cut into my arm fat. Those cap sleeves need
Forget
to
it.
Stop.
What
Forget it.
Who? I'm hoping this is a story from 10 years ago because we have put a cap on cap sleeves. There will never be a cap sleeve touching this. I feel like a pork loin.
Oh.
You know, I feel like I'm at Ina Gardens and just got rubbed with rosemary.
String me up and hang me from the frickin' rafters because we're at Fuddruckers now and I'm on the menu because I'm hanging at the front in my cap sleeve. It is the most hideous. Are there Fuddruckers in California?
I think there's still one in Burbank, but I would fuck up a Fuddruckers in college.
Did you go?
Absolutely. They had a
You were not
burger.
Vegetarian. Oh, you were a veggie then too?
Wow. Oh, I've been a vegetarian since I was like 8 years old.
No kidding.
Since I was selling plums, girl.
The plum time. Oh my God. Go on.
You know why I like the Fuddruckers? And I could get judged for this. It's because they had the squeezed cheese, like the nacho cheese for your French fries. And it wasn't at an extra cost.
Wow. I love a sauce.
Me too. I like, just give me, so I want more sauces than individual fries I have, you know?
No, I don't think you understand. When I order delivery, the items would be like 12 euro or dollars. And then I spend $48 in the sauce. Like I'm addicted to lubing things up before swallowing them whole, essentially. Like
set
a snake.
Me up.
Now, my shock with you as a vegetarian going to Fuddruckers is that I, as a meat eater, although I don't cook meat for what it's worth, I've actually, because I'm also, I never cook, but I'll cook eggs, but never meat. I still have PTSD from the skinned cows hanging by the doorway when you walked in. So I would think as a vegetarian, you would be, it's ironic that they had good veggie options because to me it is such an in-your-face flesh emporium.
See, I know for a fact, I can tell you right now, because this Fuddruckers phase, if we can even call it that, was sure. In college. So I was very high. So I don't even think I clocked that. I was just like, beautiful velvet curtains. It was actually skinned cows. I had no idea.
There's going to be a day
marble.
100 years from now when you're going to be in an old age home and I'm going to be, and they put me, the day they put me in that home and I don't know anyone, I'm scared, I'm alone. And I'm going to be walking down the corridor alone, like looking for my nurse. And in an echo in the distance, I'm going to hear, beautiful velvet curtains, like in the distance, beautiful velvet curtains. And I'm going to say, I know that voice and I'm going to follow it. And it's going to be you in there. And we're going to reconnect at the home.
As long as they give us martinis.
Oh, what kind of martinis though? You do sweet ones or you do classics?
No, I do a bone dry gin martini with a twist.
Okay. I can't drink gin, but identical with vodka. That's me with a twist.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's my drink. I'm going to actually text you a picture because see, this is, you make fun of my Italian life. And yet
I'm envious.
Not.
I'm envious of your Italian life. I'm simply saying if I was there with Italy, they'd say like, oh, that's sweet. She brought her little, you know, redneck cohort to see the world. Like I give off just got my first passport vibes.
You've been to Italy. Maybe not. Yes. Yes, of course. So then why are you yelling at me?
I was in Rome in June. Come on now.
Oh, I know. So don't scream at me. Okay, wait. So look at how they, this is how they served the martini at St. Ambrose. They brought a plate. So you see it. You had a choice. Go on.
I'm a slut for a martini caddy.
I have a couple of notes on the martini caddy. In this case, they put the icy glass down. There was a separate glass with ice and salt. And a martini within a larger beaker so that I could pour. It was like two drinks in one. It probably was $45, by the way. And then I had a choice, two olives or lemon. It's very Matrix, actually, like red pill, blue pill. Mm-hmm. And I went lemon rind. But I don't often love a caddy. And I'm going to say this. You're going to be upset with what I'm going to say. I've only ever seen them in England, first of all. I've never had a martini caddy anywhere else, only in London.
Oh. Okay. I feel like they're starting to become popular here.
Okay. The idea of it, I like, obviously, but I'll say this. In England, there's a place called Duke's have you been to Duke's?
Mm-mm.
The whole thing with Duke's is they can only give you two martinis. After two, you're cut off because they're so big.
Okay.
No, they're huge.
Okay.
And I just didn't think they were that good. People rave. It's the best martini in the world. It's just iced vodka. They don't do anything like you. Right. Sometimes you can sip a martini, and I'll be honest with you, because it's so big, by the time you're halfway done, it's warm. You're missing that bite of the coolness. Mm-hmm. It is just not as good as people crack it up to be. And also the cannot, this so sometimes I talk and I'm like, if I heard myself talking, I'd say, this is the biggest piece of shit I've ever heard in the world. And I want you to know I'm hyper aware of it. But in another place, the Connaught Hotel, where they also have a caddy, it just doesn't do it for me. I want them to bring me the glass. I don't need to see, it's not guacamole. I don't need to see them doing the whole thing. Bring me the glass. I want it to be frosty. And I want it to be just, I say, I want it to taste like I'm kissing a glacier.
Yes. Okay.
That's it.
I'm going to point and counterpoint. Okay. I understand the picture you showed me. They brought you an empty glass with the caddy on the side, the whole martini on the side. What I like is when they come, they pour your martini and then they put the topper on the side. So that way, when you get halfway through, you can add a little chilled to like liven it back up. Mm. You know, it's like the little intermission. And that's what I enjoy. I don't need you to just give me assemblies and be like, did the bartender quit? You know, I still want performance.
You're triggering a real deep memory in me at a famous Mexican restaurant on the Upper West Side called Playa Betty's. Or when you order, funny enough, we're going back to the guac for a minute. When you order guacamole at Playa Betty's, they bring you 410 ramekins with every piece of shit under the sun, including pumpkin seeds, pomegranate seeds, loose peas, corn, cilantro, Cap'n Crunch. You got some, I'm trying, grape nuts, just anything. They're like, okay. And then they put it in front of you and they go, enjoy your guacamole. I'm saying, no, I want to ask you something. Do I look like I graduated from Johnson and Wales University? I don't cook. Maybe I don't cook.
No.
There is a chef. Shut up. Yeah. You like it.
No, not to that extent. That's what I'm saying is like, I want you to make the drink. I want you to make the guac and then be like, which of these fixins can I get you, ladies? You know, and then I like a tableside performance. Yes. Like a motherfucker. I like drinks on fire. I like Caesar's salads tableside. I like
Cherry
Jubilee. I mean, like, I want to go to restaurants where the waiters are wheeled over, you know, like.
Yeah. Hello, Dolly. Hello, Mamrie. And
there we go.
Oh, the best. Yeah.
There we go. But cool. But I'm not trying to just be like, okay, are you short staffed? Why am I having to do all of this? You know?
Cut to, it's the Home Depot skeleton is there after you got rid of him in a cropped tuxedo jacket going, it's you. Like, how spicy would you like it? You're like, oh my God.
You're really good at that. I need a voice box on him of you doing that.
Of me doing that?
Sing Hello Dolly like my skeleton.
What would you like to mean?
I want you to sing Hello Dolly like my skeleton would.
This performance could essentially kill, air quotes, my career. The shreds of it that are left.
Hello, Harry, and hello, Susie. It's so nice to have you back where you belong.
I have a gift. I know.
That was insane.
I can really sing like a man. The thing is, well, you know, I famously used to do this, and then I realized I was getting a reputation as having a huge dick. So I stopped. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I stopped. Wow. I can do male opera. Girl, you never knew that about me?
I never knew that about you. And now, oh God.
Listen, Kathleen Turner stealing my bit, going on some talk show, singing Sweet Low Sweet Chariot. I had 50 people send that to me. I'm going, oh, Kathleen, I was never in Fatal Attraction. You know, it's like, I talk when Kelly Clarkson gets a talk show. I'm like, you know, I'm not on American Idol, Kelly.
Yeah.
People need to start staying in their lanes. And that goes for you too, Kathleen Turner.
Swing low, sweet chariot.
It's scary and it's a gift.
It's incredible. Have you ever done that at karaoke, or is that too far?
Here's the thing. I think I used to do it on my live show. Tone low. I don't know what I'm saying. A tone low would be a funny Yom Kippur rapper name, and it just hit me. Now I'll say this much. I don't know if I have. I think I used to at my live show, but I'll be honest, even doing that right now, just that 2 seconds,
hurt.
It hurt. Because that's not what God intended for me, you know? And I'm an atheist, but that's not how I should sound.
Yeah.
But it is beautiful. If you close your eyes right now, you would literally think Andrea Bocelli was co-hosting this show.
Okay.
I'm going to sing us out. Not yet, because I'm watching the clock for you.
Okay.
Five more minutes. Okay.
I have a question. Have you ever used the voice to like get out of a call or anything like that? You know, have you ever called a friend and been like, what are you wearing? I can't do it.
Well, I always do that. Yes.
Okay.
Sometimes if I'm on, that's just being friends with Mish.
Yeah.
Sometimes, I'll be like on a call or I'll get a call and it's like the IRS and they're like,
that's what
Chuck Collins there. And I just go, swing low. I just bust out. They don't know what to do.
You can only do the voice to swing low.
They're like, Kathleen Turner, what are you doing here?
Like, Michelle moved. Goodbye.
What a wonderful world.
My neighbors in this hotel are pulling an Al Pacino in Scent of a Woman. They're assembling the rifle to take their own life with the shit that I'm doing in here. Anyway.
Said, if she's not screaming about Paul Giamatti, she's singing Swing Low.
Only you. You know, that's how safe and how much I trust you that I would even do that.
God bless. I'm going to request this a lot in person.
No, I know. I'm watching the clock because Mary has to go soon, but... Not yet. Two more minutes.
Yeah, of course.
What do you have? What you running to? Anything fun?
Look at this mop top. I'm getting like my first haircut in a minute. And I'm trying to decide too, because I was rocking the blunt bangs. And now they're just at that point where like they're almost good to go to reconnect with their old friends. Or do I get the bangs again? What do you think? Grow them out?
I'm going to tell you as someone who had a helmet cut, which I will write about in my book one day. And that's not a joke.
Okay.
I think you need to scrap the bangs. I think you look so pretty right now. You have such a beautiful face.
Oh, bless.
You look so young. And for me, like, listen, right now I look like Florence Henderson. Like I'm basically auditioning for Brady Bunch. No, but this flipping, that's not how it's supposed to look. Yeah. I got rained on. The point is I have a little side guy here and I sweep it and it breaks the face up a little bit, but your face is too pretty to cock it up with some blunt bangs.
Wow. Okay. Cause I did a Instagram post and I feel like it was split 50-50 of what to do. And so, you know,
you're going to have to grow them out again, Mamrie. It's such a pain in the ass. Let me see. Comb them to the forward. Let me see how long
this is going to look. They're in my eyes right now. So it's like, do I trim them up? And I'm like back to like, you know, like a little cutie.
They do look cute. Now I'm lost.
I know.
They do look kind of cute. But why can't you just keep them where you have them now? Have them thin it out a little bit. So then you can do both. Because you can still sweep those to the side. Just trim them a hair and that's it.
The fact that you even use the phrase thin them out to me when I have maybe 6 hairs.
Is that right?
I got nothing. Like this ponytail.
Stop.
This ponytail is, I one time was on mushrooms. And had a side braid. And my friend was like, went to go grab my other pigtail. And I was like, I don't have it. She was like, where's your other pigtail? And I was like, where is it?
I actually, by the way, I did feel a feeling of dread. I'm not kidding. When you just told that story and I'm not high.
Yeah.
And I felt dread. You telling that. But when you wear it down, you would never, because I have the opposite problem. And please, this is not a brag because
this bitch.
And nobody dictates my life. You see, I was happy. I have a full beard. I just got to get lasered. You're laughing, girl. And now they're growing out white. You know, those white asparagus when they're in season, it's full. I'll be feeling and I'll be like, ow, my finger. And it's a white grandma hair and they thick. Okay. So understand people go, oh, you're so lucky. I'm lucky, knock on wood. I'm not complaining, but even though I literally am complaining, but I have to get it thinned. Like this is thinned probably to half of what I have.
Okay.
And then from the root, this is why it's so puffed the fuck up because then it grows and it's just here. So no one's happy.
You know what? It's, there's always going to be a rose and a thorn because the fact is,
that's my hair. That's my chin hair is the thorn. Girl, I know.
Well, I'm kind of like, you know, I don't have to, I'm very hairless, you know, so like, I'm
are
good
you?
To go.
You're so fucking lucky, really?
Yeah, but then like, okay, I might not have to worry about the bikini line that hardcore, but then I don't want to get my hair wet because I'll look like a little baby seal.
Let me tell you something. Even when I'm wet down there, I don't look like a baby seal, okay? When I'm wet down there, and this is after thousands, no exaggeration, probably $15,000, if not 20, of lasering.
Okay.
Thousands and thousands of dollars of lasering.
Yeah.
And I still, I'm telling you, you want to call Ron Jeremy. Where is he, in jail? You want to recreate some horns from days past?
I love this.
And I mean, I groom, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, of
whoever's listening who's interested, which by the way, literal zero people. No, this audience.
Okay, perfect.
But yeah, it's a thing, and it is what it is.
If you want to create some 80s porn, I suggest it's Michelle Collins is the hazardous hole.
How dare you bring that up again?
We got a little callback.
They'll never find him in there. That's the whole thing. That's why it's so hazardous.
Elon Musk built a thing to go in there and find him.
They're gonna have a new documentary, The Rescue 2. They're gonna find a whole soccer team in there. I'm gonna go, oh my god.
Ever since I left Madrid, I have felt a little strange down there. Whole soccer team.
Like, where did they? I'm watching the news. I'm like, they've been missing for like 2 weeks. I see a light shootout. Again, Pulp Fiction reference. I'm like, what the fuck? A soccer ball flies out. I'm like, what the fuck? Hey, get out of there.
What? Hold on.
Did you see that movie, by the way? I'll end on this because you really have to go. Did you see the Rescue documentary?
No, I did not.
Wow. You know, who are you? We fight.
Excuse me.
You're drinking Crystalite with your beautiful hairless body and you haven't seen The Rescue. Huh? Drinking your water out of your thing. It's phenomenal. It's one of the best documents I've ever seen.
Okay. Well, Crystalite, great drag name.
It sure is. Mm-hmm. I don't even outro you. That's the end of the show. Wait, Mamrie, your podcast is so, so funny.
Thank you.
Everyone obviously listens. You have a Patreon, yeah?
Yeah, we do. It's so
go
fun.
New, give the URL.
Well, you know, it's patreon.com/thismightgetweird. And then our podcast is on all the things, the tunes, the Spotify's, all that jazz every Wednesday. New episode every Wednesday with me and Grace Helbig.
It's just the best. And you girls are like just fun and funny. And every time I look at your Instagram, I think you got the best friends. You got such a good group of people around you. I really mean that.
Bless.
It's just wonderful. Come to Amsterdam. Bring Grace. I swear. Bring everyone.
Ditch you. In Italy.
No, that I know. By the way, I'm here till Sunday. So after the haircut, after the margarita machine gets picked up, go to LAX because me desperate. Mamrie Hart is a shining light, the funniest, the best, the sweetest. My dream is that we travel somewhere together or meet up. I really mean that. I would love it.
Agreed. Hart agree. 2024. Right. Vision board.
Go get a haircut. Okay. Lose the bangs. Okay. Our first fight. No, I think I like you with that. Okay. I don't know. Okay. We'll figure it out. Send me a picture after. Everyone, Mamrie Hart, give it up. Go. I'll link to everything in the description. But Mamrie, I love you so much.
Give it up. I can't.
Listen, I'm trying to get you out of here, okay?
Because I'm stressed. All right. I guess I'll give it up.
Everyone's giving it up. Everyone gave it up to the hazardous hole out in theaters next fall. All right. I got to end. Mamesies. I love you so much. Okay. Go get a haircut. We love you. Happy Halloween. Okay. Bye, guys. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye. And that's the episode. We hope you loved it. Again, if you want to hear this show every single day, go to www.patreon.com/mishcall, M-I-C-H-C-O-L-L. You can also follow me on Instagram, X, TikTok, all the things. Mishcall, M-I-C-H-C-O-L-L. I'm running myself into the ground for content, and I want you to be a part of it. So we'll see you over there. And thanks again for joining us. Bye, guys.